Hey, Liz, how you doing? It's Pete.
Yes, Pete, I am doing the analysis on your proposal.
Oh, perfect, perfect.
Yes, and I have a question because it's not on the sheet. If you prepay early,
yes.
Clearly you have to repay the unpaid principal. Got that. But then does the interest rate drop by 25% as an absolute number, or does it drop 25 points?
No, okay. So if you pay back early, you get 25% of the interest remaining, I think, depending on exactly what program you're in. I mean,
okay, that to me is that's a huge
huge
factor.
Difference. Yes, yes. Let me, you know what? Let me pull up your file. I'm going to look exactly stupid computer taking forever. All right, here we go. No, yeah, because, you know, some of the programs are, you know, it's only like 6% off the balance, or some are 25% off the interest. Okay, like, if the loan is paid off before they reach 50% of their term, so if you're thinking about going with the $16,000 for 7 months, so this would have to be before the 3.5 month mark.
Okay, see, the devil's in the details here.
Details, yeah. Okay, let me read this to you very carefully. So, if the loan is paid off before 50% of the term is reached, you get 25%.
Wait a minute. Hey, I don't write that fast, dude.
Okay.
I did. Before.
Okay, so before the term reaches 50%.
50. Yep.
And you pay off the entire loan.
Okay.
You get 25%, not points, percent off of the interest that remains.
Okay.
Or 6% off the remaining balance, whichever is greater.
Or 6%
off remaining. So if we were going to play a hypothetical, which one are you leaning towards, just so we could do numbers?
Okay, I was flying blind, and my sheet shows everything. I was looking at what happens if we repay in January or February. Now, clearly, that rules out
the 7 months.
The 7 months.
Mm-hmm.
And it really, it does its best for the top two,
mm-hmm.
the 23-9, because depending on the day of the week, we could get into trouble with the nine-month loan, because January, I'm assuming this is going to come down sometime in October.
I mean, it's not out of the realm of possibility if you wanted to have this done this week, by tomorrow, you know, early next week. But yeah, let's just assume first week in October for now.
Yeah, okay, but so, really, the bottom two drop out. And so what I have to, so it's really only, and March, I'm not going to go to March. So it's the first two for, of the possible loan amounts. And the first one I could repay in January or February. And for the second one, the 10-month, I could safely repay in January.
Yeah, you could. You're definitely covered for January on the 10-month. The 9-month, you would get you middle of January, so that, you know, it's going to be close. Like January 15th, I guess, would be the cutoff, or 20th.
I just discovered that my insurance bill didn't arrive, and they mailed it on the 6th of September. So I'm not trusting the mails here.
Yes, okay.
And that's the first thing. Second thing is, if we do a wire transfer, my luck, the East Coast will be down the day it happens. So, you know, excuse me.
It sounds like you've been kicked in the teeth before.
I just, when in doubt, assume that which can go wrong will, and that which is guaranteed not to go wrong might anyway. So that you just simplified my work considerably.
Exactly. So now you really only have two options for the most part.
Yeah, or take this lower amounts and go to term. But that doesn't make any sense, because why do you borrow money when you have money?
And you're going to save it. And for your case especially, that like you really only need this until around February to get you through from now to February, it's going to make more sense to get the nice discount.
Yeah, and also, if we establish a good relationship with you guys, a little birdie told me that rates go down and we build up flexibility.
Oh, that's because it's unsecured loans, so it's all on our part for the risk-wise. But as soon as we have customers come back the second time, you're going to notice options are going to go way longer. You know, rates are going to go down.
Yeah, well, it's crunch time, and this is fine. Okay, super. I might be able to get back to you tomorrow, because I think they're finishing up that job in Cambridge today, or at least hoping to. And then I can sit down with Nathaniel and talk. He's out of here at 6 in the morning and gets back about 8 at night. So.
Oh, wow. It's a long day.
It's a very long day, but when the demo jobs are in Cambridge, which it's a city right next to Boston, filled with tiny streets, and you just have to work as long as you possibly can, because you're closing roads, you are paying police details. It's really expensive, and so it's an hour to get there from here. So he's going as close to a 12-hour day as he can.
Okay.
And the start and end times are determined by city ordinance, so there's no wiggle room. Because remember, you've got the policeman right there.
Yeah, they're kind of watching over your shoulder, I guess.
Yeah, yeah. it's not like working out, demolishing a factory in some godforsaken town many miles from anywhere.
Yeah, you're right in the middle of the municipal district there.
Yeah.
I guess right in the town.
Yeah. So anyway, thank you very much.
No worries.
I understand this much better, and I will get back to you.
Sounds good, Liz. Thank you so much. Appreciate the call, though.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.